are listening to Young Life Interrupted, a podcast dedicated to 20 to 40-something caregivers. I'm your host, Adrienne Glusman, changemaker and professional speaker on the topic of millennial caregiving and a former caregiver to my mom who battled multiple system atrophy. I'm a former corporate gal turned entrepreneur with a passion for filling a huge need I saw during my 10-year care journey, that finding your tribe and connecting with them regularly is essential, and that resources exist for caregivers, but not tailored specifically to young ones. I help young caregivers find community and connection to support them through every step of their care journey. Now, I'm ready to share stories, insights, and tips with you here week after week. Caregiving at our age is your unfair advantage. So if you're looking for support, you're in the right place. Let's kickstart today's episode. Welcome back to another episode of Young Life Interrupted. I just want to take a minute and say thank you. I know there are a lot of new listeners who have found this Young Life Interrupted community, found the Young Life Interrupted podcast, and I am just so thankful for you and for you taking time out of your extremely busy days as a caregiver to tune into the episodes. I truly hope that they are a means of hope, of validation, and just a comforting feeling that you know you can turn to these episodes and feel a little bit less alone in this care journey. So on today's episode, I want to talk about something that I know for me can be very, very detrimental, and that is comparison. Now, obviously, since this is a podcast focused on caregiving at a young age, we're going to talk specifically about comparison in caregiving. And we live in a world where, as you know, comparison is almost inevitable in our everyday lives. We are constantly comparing ourselves to our friends, to our colleagues. Heck, we're even comparing ourselves to strangers on social media because we're constantly getting bombarded with images or videos of people who seem to just have it all. And in turn, that makes us feel unbelievably inadequate and insecure. But the truth is that comparing ourselves to others can hold us back and be incredibly detrimental to our health, specifically as young caregivers. Now, there's probably different ways where you are finding yourself comparing. Now, there's two different types of comparison, I feel like, especially in this role as a young caregiver. So, A, you're comparing yourselves to others your age. You're comparing yourselves to your friends. You're comparing yourselves to, you know, maybe all of the different people that you follow on Facebook, maybe people you knew from high school or college, and seeing what's going on in their lives. You're comparing yourselves maybe to other family members that are around your age. And everybody on social media, like I just said, these strangers that you're seeing, these other young people who seemingly seem to have the most incredible lives, doing the most incredible things, making tons of money, not having a care in the world. Now, also, since you have stepped into this very hard role, there's a second type of comparison, and that's also comparing yourselves to other caregivers. For me, it's kind of like when moms compare themselves to other moms, anything in life, right? Perhaps you follow people or see on social what other young caregivers are posting. Maybe you're seeing videos where seemingly it seems like they don't necessarily have it as hard as a caregiver, even though I feel like a lot of the young caregivers who share their journeys on social media tend to be very transparent and not sugarcoat things, but seemingly you might look at one of their videos and think, man, like they're able to do this or they have this means of support to help them out. I think also, as great as support groups are, especially support groups specifically dedicated to young caregivers, when you start getting in these support groups, at first, it can be very easy to compare yourselves to others because maybe you're scrolling through, you're seeing what others post. You know, maybe they're posting things that you're not able to do with your loved one, or, you know, you're probably seeing things that are better and things that are worse. I know for me, when I first started getting into support groups for young caregivers, I think one of the biggest pieces of comparison that I was doing with other young caregivers is that I was starting to feel shame and guilt around the fact that my mom was living in assisted living. And even though I was there every day and served as her caregiver from 3 p.m. until I put her in bed around 9 or 10 p.m., and I was hands-on and helping to fulfill all the activities of daily living for my mom, I started comparing my situation to other caregivers. When I was reading about these young caregivers who care 24/7, that they have no respite, that they have no opportunity to just be able to pursue a career or do anything. I mean, it really started making me feel less than and shameful, and what's wrong with me that I'm not caring for my mom at home, and so many other things. I mean, for a second, I was just like not even considering myself a caregiver, despite everything that I was doing. Which now, in hindsight, looking back, I see that I'm totally wrong. But that comparison factor always, it still creeps up on me. For instance, I just had the incredible opportunity to sit on a panel for a live taping of Katie Couric's podcast. And it was a panel on the cost of caregiving. And there was another young caregiver who was a panelist, and he was a full-time caregiver for his grandmother. And I even had the comparison and all of that creep in as well too. Like, well, why do they want me on this podcast? Like, I wasn't a full-time caregiver for my mom, even though I did so much for my mom. But what's so crazy is that even now in my post-care journey, like now that I'm on my grief journey, I still see that comparison that continues to creep in when I think about different opportunities that I get from developing this Young Life Interrupted platform. Sometimes I still can't understand why people would want me to speak on their podcast or to do whatever the opportunity might be because I wasn't a full-time caregiver, even though that's absolutely ridiculous because I just did so much for my mom. Now, comparing yourself to another young caregiver may provide you with a false sense of superiority. So what I mean by that is you might be seeing other young caregivers who are posting about different situations that they are going through. Now, we have to remember that no two caregiving journeys are the same. Just like in life, we are all on different paths. And specifically in our loved one's care journey, even though there are a lot of similarities that you're going to encounter, if you've been listening to this podcast, I truly hope that a lot of these episodes have been validating and you've been nodding to yourself, yes, oh my gosh, I've been through the same thing as you listen. But ultimately, my care journey looks very different from your care journey or another young caregiver's care journey. So we definitely have to keep that in mind, that even though sometimes we might be looking at other scenarios that young caregivers are posting about or something you might be seeing on TikTok or Instagram or wherever you turn to for that caregiving support, you might be thinking like, oh man, I got this in the can. Like I am the ultimate caregiver. Wow, look at these other caregivers. Like they're totally struggling, right? It can also like lean the opposite way, leaving you feelings of inferiority. And I know for me, it was definitely more feelings of inferiority when I was comparing myself to other young caregivers than the superiority. An inferiority in terms of comparing my journey to others, looking at other young caregivers and being like, man, I wish that this, or I wish that that, or I wish that I had this opportunity to be able to do this with my mom, or I wish, I mean, as you well know, the comparison chain can just go on and on and on. But guys, we've got to stop this madness. I mean, it's like that old saying, like different strokes for different folks. Well, the same applies to us as young caregivers. And we really have to try to make a conscious effort to really recognize and acknowledge when this comparison is creeping in. And I know for me, if you're anything like me, caregiving aside, my entire life, I've always compared myself to others. I think a big thing is like constantly comparing myself to my friends. So I don't use my caregiving journey as an excuse, but my caregiving journey started when I was 29 years old. So the beginning of just like very pivotal and transformative years when everybody else around us is just figuring it all out, right? Like landing in their career, pursuing higher education, getting married, having kids, starting to buy a home. So I know for me, during my care journey, seeing my friends' lives just continue forward, seeing other people that I follow, like on Facebook and Instagram that I know from high school or college or just different walks of life, seeing them move their lives ahead. And here I was, stuck in this care journey, and I didn't know how long it was going to last, and I honestly didn't know how to navigate it from day to day. I mean, it left me in a really dark place. By comparing myself to others, I was like, well, how come I couldn't take advantage of that dream job opportunity when I lived in New York City and instead had to pack up everything and move back home to Florida to care for my mom as her disease progressed? And why am I not getting married? Like, why am I not having kids? Like, why am I not doing all of these incredible things that I should be doing? And it was really hard for me. And I even got to the point where I started isolating from my friends, even though my friends didn't pull away from me during my care journey, as I know happens to a lot of you, where your friends just stop calling and they stop showing up. My friends didn't, but I found myself pulling away from them because of this comparison game. I couldn't stop the comparison game. Same thing with my care journey. Getting into these Facebook groups, starting to read these stories of other young caregivers, listening to what they were going through and thinking to myself, my God, I have no room to complain. Like, I do not have it as bad as so many of these other people. And then those feelings of guilt and those feelings of shame for even thinking that what I was going through was like remotely hard. All of that comparison was just so incredibly detrimental to my health, and it was just detrimental to my care journey as well. So I want to take time right now to really take a look at what's wrong when we compare ourselves to others, like comparing ourselves to other young caregivers, comparing ourselves to other people in our social circle and in our lives. So usually, it's a totally unfair comparison to start with. And as a result, you're always going to come off bad if you look at someone else's strengths, like the things that they're posting on social media, like the new house, the vacation, the incredible man they just met when they went on a date. If you're looking at those compared to your weaknesses. And as we all know, social media is like an angel and a devil, depending on the circumstance. I think when we are in the throes of this care journey, and not even as a caregiver, but just at different points in our lives, social media is so toxic. And I know, like, my friends that are moms, I remember with some of them when they became moms, it was like when they were going on social media and they were a new mom, it was so toxic for them because all they were comparing themselves to was the other moms that their kids slept through the night and they didn't have any trouble feeding. And the mom was able to sleep through the night and they looked so refreshed and like they were just carrying on with their life with the newborn. And I remember telling them, like, you've got to like limit your social, or you've got to get off of social for the first couple months, like while you're new to all of this. I think the same thing with caregiving. I think if you are newer to this caregiving journey, or maybe you've kind of just like hit this new stage in your care journey where it's just really starting to get harder and you're having to step in more and you're having to do more to care for your loved one and you're having to push pause on a lot of the things that you were previously doing, it's like pushing pause on social media is probably one of my biggest tips, because you're constantly just looking at other people's strengths and the good things that are going on in their life. And because right now you're just so wrapped up in this journey that you're only focused on the bad things that you have in your life and the bad things going on in your life, it's just this like toxic cycle. So another thing is that even if you compare like strength to strength, there are always going to be those who are better and there are always going to be those who are worse. Like meaning in your care journey and in life, let's just talk about care journey because this is a podcast about caregiving. You're always going to find people in support groups and on social media that have it better. Seemingly that their care journey seems to be going a lot better, a lot easier. They have financial means. They just have so many more resources to support them. And then you're always gonna come across people who have worse situations for you. And I think that that is so important to keep in mind, that no two journeys are the same. And even comparing yourselves to others, there's always going to be better and there's always going to be worse. I think something else is like, even if you don't really struggle and you do better in this comparison with others, you may be artificially inflated from this comparison, because ultimately it's almost like this short-lived ego boost if you win the comparison, which is very easy to knock down. I mean, maybe you are comparing yourselves to others and then it's like, oh, wow, like I am a better caregiver, or you know, oh my gosh, like I can't even believe the situation this person's in. And seemingly, it seems like a victory. It seems like you've won in that comparison. But as you'll notice, because this care journey is so volatile and it changes so quickly from one moment to the other, it's like one moment you're going to feel on a super high as a caregiver, like I'm the ultimate caregiver. I got this. Nobody can get me down, to like, oh my gosh, like, I don't even understand how I'm going to continue this journey. I am in a really bad place. I feel like such a crappy caregiver. I think another thing is when you are comparing yourselves to other caregivers and other people, you end up resenting them for doing well without really knowing the true person. And I recall this a lot of times. I remember seeing on social or in private Facebook groups for young caregivers, I would see people who were still able to do things with their loved ones. Maybe their loved one was still early on in their journey, and my mom was so much more far progressed. And even though I didn't really know these people, they were just names and little like circle pictures from their Facebook profile in a support group, it was like I would resent them because they were doing better than I was. Like, why was their care journey seemingly easier? Why were they still able to do all of these things? Why did this thing that's so hard for me seem so easy for them? And later, you'll ultimately realize that you've got the idea all wrong, because you're only seeing a piece of the full picture. You're only seeing one small component of their entire care journey. So it's like the resentment is never going to work. Just like when you're resenting your friends or others around you who are able to just move forward in life. Like, there's always going to be other things that are going on in their lives that you don't know about. And just resentment can ultimately just lead you to pull away from people. It might make you not want to be a part of some of these support groups because maybe you are seeing stories of people who seemingly have it easier. Or maybe you're getting scared because you're seeing stories of those who have it worse and you're getting scared that that's going to happen to you. And so now you're pulling away from the support, you're pulling away from the resources. So we really have to be careful with resentment no matter which way it goes. Now, how do we take all of this? Like now that we've kind of talked about what is wrong with comparing ourselves with others. So how do we now break the habit of this comparison? How do we break this cycle? So here's some helpful tips that I found useful. Really, number one is awareness. You know, a lot of times we do these comparisons without realizing that we're doing it because it's a natural act. And as a result, it's something that is done subconsciously, unconsciously. So ultimately, the solution is to become conscious. Bring these thoughts to the forefront of consciousness by being on the lookout for them. And if you really work on focusing on these thoughts for a few days, it'll get much easier with practice, and soon you'll be able to catch yourself in this comparison a lot quicker. Stop yourself. Once you realize you're doing these comparisons, just pause. Don't make yourself feel bad or do like negative self-talk. Just acknowledge the thought and gently change the focus. Count your blessings. A better focus is on what you do have versus what you don't have. I know for me, that's like really about focusing on gratitude, like focusing on the things that I am so grateful for and really putting my energy there instead of focusing on the things that I am not so grateful for. Focus on your strengths, particularly as a caregiver, instead of your weaknesses. Like, what are things that you do really well as a caregiver? I mean, what are things that you feel like you truly succeed in, even though there's definitely days when we feel like we don't succeed at anything as a caregiver? But really dig deep, because there are some solid strengths that you bring to the table in caregiving. Be okay with imperfection. You know that you're not perfect. You know that nobody is perfect. But emotionally, we seem to feel bad when we don't reach perfection. Like, you're not perfect and you never will be. I'm not perfect. And even though it's really hard to grapple with, I have to learn to be okay with that. Focus on the journey. I mean, as you know, this is a very long journey. Even when caregiving is over, I mean, I call it my grief journey. We go on these different journeys as it relates to caregiving. And life is not a competition. It's a journey. And you are on your own care journey, just like I was on my own care journey. And instead, focus on the whole of that journey instead of compartmentalizing different parts of it. Focus on how you can make the best of it, what you can really do to bring light and levity to the situation instead of focusing on the negative. Now, I really hope that this episode is able to help you put comparison in perspective. And I understand, just because maybe you might be a little bit more aware of the comparisons that you might be experiencing with other young caregivers, with other people around you, like, it doesn't happen overnight. Now, I hope that what you can do is maybe try to implement one of these tips in your daily life. And just start recognizing the gratitude that you have. I mean, first and foremost, I'm so grateful to you. I'm so grateful that you are a part of my journey, of the journey of Young Life Interrupted, that you found this means of support. And I hope that we can have a candid conversation about comparison, and we can, instead of comparing ourselves to others, we can really start focusing on our own journey and celebrating the successes of others, celebrating when other young caregivers or other people in our lives have good things happen, but also stay true to ourselves and be able to focus in on when good things are happening in our care journey and when we can say that we have won, when we can say that we've overcome, and when we can say that we've honestly done our best in every way, shape, or form to make the most out of this very hard journey that we're going through.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Young Life Interrupted. Be sure to subscribe to the show, and while you are there, leave a rating and review. I read each and every one and love hearing from you. And if you're ready to connect with your tribe of fellow young caregivers who can do for you what friends and family just can't and fully get what you're going through, come join us over in the Young Life Interrupted group on Facebook. See you here again next week. Until then, keep finding those silver linings and celebrate the small wins.